You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Well, top of the morning to you, everybody, and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I am RJ Ochoa, and it is Friday, January 15th, 2021. The time has come to kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. Today, we will have a very heavy emphasis on the coaching and general manager cycle across the league. We started this week with six vacancies at the head coach position in the NFL, and that number grew, just like the Grinch's heart, to seven when the Philadelphia Eagles fired Doug Peterson. We are now down to five as the teams with the number one and number two overall picks in the NFL draft do indeed have new main men. We start down in Duval County as the Jacksonville Jaguars have hired Urban Meyer to be their new head coach. That's right, Urban Meyer of Utah, Florida, Ohio State fame, multi-time national champion at the college football level, is in fact the man who is seemingly going to be paired with Trevor Lawrence in a few months' time. Jaguars owner Shad Khan released a statement in response to the hire. This is a great day for Jacksonville and Jaguars fans everywhere. Urban Meyer is who we want and need, a leader, winner, and champion who demands excellence and produces results. While Urban already enjoys a legacy in the game of football that few will ever match, his passion for the opportunity in front of him here in Jacksonville is powerful and unmistakable. I am proud to name Urban Meyer the new head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Coach Meyer had a statement that also made the rounds. I've analyzed this decision from every angle. The time is right in Jacksonville, and the time is right for me to return to coaching. I'm excited about the future of this organization and our long-term prospect for success. Urban Meyer last coached at Ohio State in the 2018 season. By the by, ESPN reported that there is a favorite in terms of Urban Meyer's future offensive coordinator with the Jaguars. He spent the last season with the LSU Tigers. His last NFL experience was with the Dallas Cowboys, Scott Linehan. That's right. And as SB Nation resident Dallas Cowboys expert, I can tell you, bold move to say the least, Urban. But let's move on. J-E-T-S, Jets, the New York Jets. That's right. They have a new head coach. Coming late Thursday night, Robert Saleh, former San Francisco 49ers defensive coordinator, is the new man in charge of the New York Jets. He is expected, according to ESPN, who was first to break the news, to take 49ers passing game coordinator Mike LaFleur with him to be his offensive coordinator in New York. This is obviously something that a lot of people have seen coming for some time. I think some people thought that Robert Saleh would go home to Detroit, but he is heading to the Big Apple, to New Jersey, whatever you want to call it. Either way, start spreading the news. Robert Saleh, the new head coach of the New York Jets. By the way, a wrinkle you might have forgotten when it comes to things, because so much happens in the NFL over the course of a season and of a year, the 49ers will receive a third-round compensatory pick in each of the next two drafts for developing, grooming, and ultimately seeing Robert Saleh leave their organization for a different one. The Detroit Lions have a new general manager. Shout out to the 313. They agreed to terms on a five-year deal with Los Angeles Rams director of college scouting Brad Holmes. The Los Angeles Rams, just like the 49ers, will also get a couple of compensatory picks for developing Holmes and seeing him leave for the Lions. A note from NFL Network that Brad Holmes led the Rams' social justice efforts this past season, so he is obviously a very well-rounded individual. Staying on the GM track, the Carolina Panthers also have a new general manager. That's right. Late on Thursday evening as well, the Panthers reached a deal with former Seahawks VP Scott Fitterer, and it was kind of a fun, cutesy Twitter back and forth that they had. In fact, interestingly, the Panthers publicly announced on Twitter that they offered the job to Scott. So clearly that went well. So congratulations to the Carolina Panthers. Lots of things happening there in the first year with Matt Rhule. Carolina Panthers owner David Tepper did release a bit of a statement anyway, coming by way of a tweet from Adam Schefter. We went through a thorough process and it was a great Final Four. We thought Scott was the best fit for the organization. Congratulations to the Carolina Carolina Panthers. Staying in the NFC South, by the way, the New Orleans Saints and Tampa Bay Buccaneers, no big deal, have a game with a ticket to the NFC Championship on the line on Sunday. The Atlanta Falcons have zeroed in, speaking of the Saints, on New Orleans Saints VP, Assistant GM for Pro Personnel, Terry Fontenot, to be their potential new general manager. So look out for Terry Fontenot sooner rather than later, maybe after the Saints season is completely done, to take over the seat that Thomas Dimitroff once occupied for a bit of a stretch there. Now, Robert Saleh obviously off the market in the head coaching capacity. The Los Angeles Chargers were expected to bring him in for a second interview. I don't think that will be happening. Just my personal slash professional guess. But speaking of interviews and requests, because that's kind of how these things go, the Philadelphia Eagles, who as mentioned are looking for a new head coach, requested an interview with a division rival. That's right. The Eagles reportedly requesting an interview with Dallas Cowboys offensive coordinator Kellen Moore to be their future head coach, potentially. So we will see what happens there. But again, as a Cowboys guy, back up, Eagles. Back up. Staying in the PA, the Pittsburgh Steelers announced that offensive coordinator Randy Fichtner, offensive line coach Sean Surrett, and defensive backs coach Tom Bradley will not have their contracts renewed. Also announced, tight ends coach James Daniel is retiring. Pittsburgh Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin promised changes in response to last week's devastating wildcard loss to the Cleveland Browns. It seems like those are starting to happen. An interesting note from ESPN's Field Yates. Pete Carmichael Jr., this is Field Yates' tweet, of the Saints and Josh McDaniels of the Patriots, also technically Kyle Shanahan, are the only offensive coordinators to be with their current teams since before 2018. So clearly offensive coordinators move and move and move. That is the way that things go in today's NFL. Quickly, the Indianapolis Colts are expected to meet with Philip Rivers in about a month, according to The Athletic. We will see what happens in his future, whether he does come back to the NFL or decide to retire. And the Los Angeles Rams, get back to them, have ruled out quarterback John Wolford for Saturday game against the Green Bay Packers. Jared Goff will resume his starting duties and Blake Bortles will back him up. We will have you covered all throughout the weekend at SBNation.com. Later on today, you're getting a brand new episode of the Cheat Sheet. And next time you and I chat, it will be Monday morning and there will only be four teams left standing vying for the coveted Vince Lombardi Trophy. Have a great weekend, everybody.